Hurricane Katrina strikes the southeastern United States, August the 30th, 2005. Hurricane Katrina, which has at this point in time been downgraded to a tropical storm, is a major tropical cyclone that continues to cause significant damage in the southeastern part of the United States. Areas affected so far include western Georgia, southern Florida, southern and central Mississippi, southern Alabama, Louisiana, especially the greater New Orleans area, and western Florida. Katrina formed on August the 24th, 2005, and first made landfall near North Miami, Florida, as a Category 1 hurricane, causing major flooding, loss of power to more than 1 million residents, and 2 deaths. It was weakened to a tropical storm as it moved offshore. However, the system regained strength much more quickly than anticipated in the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, becoming a Category 5 hurricane with sustained winds of 175 miles per hour. The system turned northward and made first landfall on August the 29th, 2005, near Grand Isle, Louisiana, as a Category 4 hurricane with winds of 150 miles an hour. A mandatory evacuation was issued for the first time ever in New Orleans, as 70% of the city is below sea level, and the storm surge was expected to reach record levels of 28 feet, 8 meters, above normal tide levels. An offshore instrument recorded waves of 36 feet, 11 meters, before becoming unresponsive. Disaster relief plans are in full operation in the affected communities. Some experts predict 1 million people could become homeless as a result of the storm. Preliminary insurance estimates indicate insured damage from $10 to $25 billion. Currently, 750 people are without power in the New Orleans area. Katrina is the 11th named storm. Its minimum central pressure of 27.108 inches at the time of its Louisiana landfall makes it the third most intensive system to strike the United States in recorded history. It is also estimated to be the costliest natural disaster in United States history.